Guys, so to follow up on finding your word for the year, what's the best way to do it? We're going to start with a little bit of meditation, okay? Because the whole point, like, this is your life. And often I find people just observing and working with people over the years from teaching them yoga or teaching meditation. What I've seen, and it's happening more and more now, is that we set our goals from a really superficial place, meaning we basically might end up choosing goals that aren't really ours. We're sort of almost going for like the stereotypical. Someone was mentioning to me, like, sometimes if you go to sites where they help you do an automatic vision board, they have, sports cars, palm trees, like very stereotypical, that it may not really represent exactly what you would want or why. So it's just like, so we don't want to do something generic. We really want to create something, create a life that makes you happy and makes you fulfilled. So the first thing, that's why the meditation is important. So I'm going to, at this point, put in an audio of me guiding you, okay? So you can actually do it. So you won't see me, but you'll hear my voice, okay? So get ready to spend just a really short time centering yourself. So you want to sit where you're comfortable, where your back can be straight. You can be in a chair, and for this you could be a little bit reclining if you like, if that makes you more comfortable. Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so now that you're in a really calm and centered place, the next thing that is important to do is to just get out a piece of paper, and what you want to do is sort of look back on the year. Now, for me, if you do multiple things, you literally might want to get like look through your phone or wherever you put your scheduling. So for me, I still like paper and pencil pen. I like writing things out. So you could look back through because you probably don't remember January of last year, right? February of last year. You don't remember exactly what happened. So you may want to just flip through and look and just see what you were doing in different seasons of last year, Now, if you have a 9-to-5 job and your life stays pretty much the same, then maybe it's easier. But if, like me, if you're self-employed or do any consulting or anything like that, just look back on your year, on 2017. So take some time to do that. Stop the video. You can always come back. Okay. So if you've stopped and you've come back, and then look back at what was the most challenging. Okay. Now, when I say that, I want you to think of it not from the outside. Think of it for yourself. What was the most challenging for you? Because I'm all about empowering you. So you want to look at what did you have difficulty with, even if it was something, of course, relating to others, whether people with your work, or family or whatever. Phrase it in terms of yourself. Okay, and then, so I'll give my example that I mentioned in the intro video, which you might have seen on YouTube, which just sort of introed the idea of a word of the year. I noticed that I made things very complicated, that I didn't, that things could be simplified. So focus now, spend some minutes thinking about what was the most challenging for you, and then see if you could look globally, like pull back to the highest level. If you were an angel watching you, someone who really loved you and had your best interest at heart, what would they say was the main problem for you last year? Now, maybe it's something like, gosh, it was your health. And you're like, oh, well, how can I, that was stuff happening to me. Then you would say, okay, what was it in terms of my health that I found very difficult? And maybe, so again, what could you do? Maybe it's that you need more rest. For instance, a lot of people where I am are suffering with Lyme's disease. So they definitely need much more rest. To get stronger, and they need also to control their diet, watch their diet in terms of nutrition. So, say that was me, that would lead me to a word like wellness. Okay, it's one word, wellness, but it's overarching. That could be your one word. Okay? So, again, pause the video if you need to. Come back when you have what was the biggest issue overall for you. Then, once you have that, Have that word. Spend a moment not blaming yourself, but just looking at it, feeling into what that felt like, and then reverse the word. So mine was overwhelm, too many different things. When I reversed that, I thought about it. If the opposite of being too complicated is being simple, simplicity. So reverse the difficulty, turn it into a positive, and then have that be your beautiful overarching word for 2018. And from there, you can set goals and intentions, right? So for me, as I said, it's simplicity. That may mean I'm going to let go of certain things that don't work for me. So the word gives you like a path. It gives you a road, a direction to travel. So I hope this helps. And as I said, I'm going to have two words because I like the idea of a yin and a yang, of a balance. So I'll share that with you when I come up with it. I'd love to hear what your word is, whether you decide to have one or two or three. I wouldn't really go beyond three. One is really good. Like I said, it's overarching. It's like a rainbow over your life where you're setting this intention. All right, so stay blessed. And I would love to work with you in coaching, especially if you're dealing with a lot of stress and you want it to end. You have to be motivated and ready to let it go. I only want to work with women who are ready for change in their life and ready to take charge of their life. All right, stay blessed. Bye-bye.